You might have missed their 640 conversation on whether Canadian Olympic athletes and other specific professions, highest priority professions and susceptible individuals ought to be able to jump the line and be the first to get H1N1 vaccine shots when they become available late this month, as opposed to waiting until November when they're available to all Canadians at the same time. Dr. Dworkin disagrees with me that the athletes in highest priority professions should get them first. Why is that, sir?
Well, there's two things to look at this argument. The first is that it really isn't the argument that it's that quantity is the issue isn't the issue. And the reason is that the vaccine has not been approved yet, and we either follow up not necessarily agreeing with the way Health Canada has approached this, but if they already have set up a protocol in terms of approving the vaccines, right now there aren't any approved. They decided to go with an adjuvant vaccine as opposed to the non-adjuvant, as in other countries, hence the delay. So that's the issue with regards to the approval process. And if you don't follow that, if you want to then jump ahead and say, let's release it anyway, that's a very slippery slope for other conditions that may arrive down the pike with regards to health policy.
But he made it clear that the testing is almost complete. The question
though
that's being asked is, once it's complete,
right,
do you ship it first and have it available first to athletes, the Olympian athletes,
which
first responders and high-priority professionals?
Which brings it to the second point. If you have a health policy, and that is determining who is at greatest risk in your population to vaccinate, those are the people you vaccinate. You're on a slippery slope, as the caller previously said, well, now we're going to include teachers. What about travelers? What about NHL hockey teams? What about amateur hockey teams?
What about other people coming to resorts?
Well, but that's the point, Steve, is that then what's the point of having a health policy and trying to select people in your populations that are at most risk for it? The ones that are at most risk are those that have underlying diseases to begin with, where if they get sick, they're more likely to suffer harm, as opposed to those that decide to travel and go elsewhere. Olympic athletes are actually in peak condition. The argument that exercise reduces their immune systems is spurious at best, and as well, being congregated in a place is no different than people traveling and going in airports. So it's not a good argument. It actually opens up the door to an ad hoc process of giving out the vaccine. We either have a policy or we don't. If people decide not to, then it's a free-for-all, and if that's what people want, that is fine. But you can't have a situation where you have ad hoc people saying, let's add this on the list, let's add something else on the list, because of a want as opposed to a need.
So instead, everybody at the same time?
I'm saying it has to be those that are at risk first. That is the policy for flu vaccines in this case. This will be moot once everything is released, and in fact, half Canadians are not going to be taking the vaccine.